From KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The newest lawmaker to join the Utah Senate is no stranger to GOP politics in the state. This week, former Utah Republican Party Vice Chair Todd Weiler was selected by delegates in Davis County to replace former Senator Dan Lilienquist, who resigned to launch a campaign against Orrin Hatch. What will the Woods Cross resident bring to the upcoming legislative session, which begins in just weeks? I spoke with Weiler about his priorities.
Well, I campaigned on the issues of transparency, accountability, and public education reform. And those would be my main priorities. You know, getting the late start that I am, if I was going to sponsor a major piece of legislation, I should have had that drafted and filed 2 months ago. So
right.
I recognize I'm getting a very late start, and, I don't want to pretend like I'm going to change the world in the next 45 days because I realize I'm not.
So it sounds like to some degree you're trying to shake up the status quo a little bit. For example, you posted on your Facebook page that you don't like closed caucuses and the Senate Republicans only meet in closed caucus. Tell me how you see that playing out.
Well, you know, I'd like to be an advocate for change, and I recognize the realities of the situation, but I do think if one person stands up, then that makes it easier for the second and the third. So I want to that's what I believe, and I think my core belief is if you're doing the people's business, you ought to do it in public. But I also recognize that I'm now joining a body that has traditions and procedures, and so I'll do the best I can within that organization, to bring about change. But being the lowest man on the totem pole, that's not going to be accomplished overnight.
You talked about public education reform as well and mentioned at the special election that you think the legislature shouldn't be, sort of nitpicking in education issues. Well, for example, in the last year, we've seen bills to abolish the State Board of Education or to require classrooms to teach that Utah or the United States is a constitutional republic. Are those the types of issues that you think the legislature has been sort of butting in too far on?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like to see decisions and power relegated to the closest to the people at the local level. So that's my preference. That's my core belief. And, we have certain interests, that don't trust local education authorities, and so they want to micromanage them. And I'll vote against those proposals. I'll resist those efforts because I think we should be setting policy and then trusting our elected officials at the local level to do their jobs.
When it comes to taxation and school funding or funding for other issues, are you a absolutely no tax increases kind of guy, or are you willing to look at things like the cigarette tax or even property taxes or the income tax when it comes to the state's revenue?
Well, I would say I'm closer to a no tax increase kind of guy, but I'm also, in addition to that ideology, I'm also, I want to be pragmatic and practical. I did not like the cigarette tax because I don't think it's fair to isolate one group of people. I happen to not be a smoker, but that doesn't make it okay. And so I would rather have a broader tax base with a lower tax that affects a greater group of people than just isolating one specific group like smokers and to pick on them, if you will.
And Todd, you mentioned that, you're coming in pretty late in the game here after the governor confirms your appointment. It won't be too long before the legislative session begins. Do you think you'll be able to still effectively accomplish what you want to do during this first session here?
Well, as I campaigned, I was very realistic, and I said, some of my competitors are promising the world, and the reality is we need someone to step in and represent the district, and I think I'll be very effective at that. Whether I'll be effective at sponsoring my own bills and getting them out of committee and getting them passed through both chambers and not vetoed by the governor, that's yet to be seen, but it's less important for me. I'm not trying to build up a big scorecard this first session, and I'd be as happy to eliminate some laws as I would be to pass some new ones. And so I think I can effectively represent my district even if I don't even run a bill.
And finally, Todd, I've been following you on Twitter for a while, and I have to say I've noticed that you've taken many opportunities to kind of make fun of the Tea Party. You don't seem like a big fan of the Tea Party. Can I ask you about that? Why not?
Well, I mean, I actually, ideologically, I align myself with many of the same issues they do. And quite frankly, you know, I was in party leadership when the Tea Party arose. Mm-hmm. Morgan Philpott ran against me for state party vice chair and beat me in a narrow election two and a half years ago. And so, you know, that's kind of, and some of the early Tea Partiers were threatening to form their own third party. And so I kind of did get relegated into defending what we had. But listen, I am glad that we have new blood involved in the Republican Party. I think a lot of those people have gone through a political maturation process, if I can be so blunt. And I think many of those people are now becoming very helpful and useful members of the Republican Party, and I welcome them. I have taken a few shots at them. It's a little bit in my personality to be a little sarcastic and gritty at times. And, you know, I took some heat over that during this campaign, but I'll probably still, you know, retain my sarcasm as a state senator.
Todd Weiler was selected by Davis County Republicans this week to replace former Senator Dan Lilienquist. His appointment is subject to confirmation by Governor Gary Herbert. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.